Hey, this is Adam Brown, and today I wanted to talk about striking a solid balance in retailer support with your social content and strategy. I find some brands want to post about retailers minimally, if not even at all. They just think it's too salesy. They don't want to alienate other retailers. And so, you know, as far back as I can remember, brands have just been very holy, especially about their Instagram feed. When it comes to color blocking and curation and just their best content and making it be very pretty, but not very substantive, where there's retailer support and they're encouraging people to go and buy. So obviously, I'm not a buyer of that. On the flip side, some brands are sometimes too trigger happy to talk about every single retailer in the same way, where they're, you know, putting a branded template or just a nice branded asset for, you know, each retailer, a small expansion with Meijer, new shelf space at Giant Eagle, whatever it might be. Now, I definitely am a buyer of supporting it, especially when it comes to stories all day long, stories and highlights. I think there's just some ways to maybe do like a retailer roundup where you take three or four together and use it, or do a collaboration with another brand maybe that's sold in that retailer, especially in and around like a contest, right? So like a gift certificate or, you know, just a $50 Venmo to a winner to go buy product at Giant Eagle, along with maybe a collaboration on another brand with a similar target or something that would pair with your product is nice. I also like the idea of UGC and TikTok going into the retailer. So you're not just announcing it, but you're maybe showing the journey where the product is merchandised. Where your product is merchandised can vary literally by store. It could sometimes even vary within the same retailer by region, depending on how that store is laid out. So, you know, I think if you can add in some substance about the journey, how to find the product, and then how to use the product, I like that too. Using influencers, excellent, excellent, excellent ammunition for retailer support. So-and-so went in to small retailer in Southern California, like Jimbo's or something, found your product. I think that's a good idea too. When it comes to bigger retailers, I call this type of content like bigger, better, like showing inertia. If you land Target or Walmart nationally or Whole Foods or Big Sprouts or Publix, I would argue like that should definitely be front and center as a big announcement. You should then boost that to fans of said retailer, maybe using zip codes, big buyer of that. But just trying to find a balance where you don't go from either zero support of retailers, which I think is a mistake, to too much support where almost every post is a retailer asset. Because when people come to your feed, if you know, if I live in New York and I come there and I check you out as almost like a new website 2.0, a lot of your retailers that are not in my region are sort of irrelevant content to me. So I think that you don't want it to be too muddled that I go there and I just see like feels like a little bit crazy Eddie, like it's retailers and it's just all these different things about where you can buy the product. And maybe some of them aren't relevant to me and I tune out. I still should be able to clearly see in your 3, 6, 9 of your grid who you are, why you're different, what your product is, how it might benefit my life. And if you have too high of a frequency of retailer support in the feed, I might lose that. And it just feels like a little bit more like a bunch of billboards. And that can confuse me or maybe even turn me off, which is obviously not what anyone wants. You could also mess around with dark posts that don't show up in your feed that support a retailer with some support of ad dollars on Meta to make sure that you're targeting people in those regions. That's it for today. I'll see you out in the field.